Well, traditionally here, Friday night into Saturday morning, and we set it aside for open lines just for you. So that's what we're going to do when we come back. Just about anything goes, just about when we come right back. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. Welcome back to Open Lines. And let your fingers do the walking and make that phone call. If you can't get through, just keep trying. Just keep trying. Hey, by the way, I have a little program note for you, too. Lots of folks from the St. Louis area are going to that live event that we've got on June 18th. And so I'm going back to St. Louis in a few days after our Beyond Belief TV tapings. But there are some people from all over the country that would have loved to have gotten to St. Louis to watch this, and they can't. Well, the promoter of the event is going to set up a virtual ticket to watch the event on a pay-per-view, which is pretty nominal, by the way. So that is at our website at coasttocoastam.com. At the highlight reel, you can click that if you are in Wichita or New York or Los Angeles, and you want to watch our live stage show event. You can do it just like a big boxing match. All details are right there. So go take advantage of it and have some fun doing that. That'll be cool. I'd love to see you in the theater, but this is the next best thing. So let's go to the phones. Carlos in Carson, California, on the wild card line. Hey, Carlos, welcome.
Yes, good evening. Well, you know what? Hillary really scares me to death, and I'll tell you why. If you notice, there's a lot of neoconservatives that have been dumping Trump. And you wonder why. You got people like Crystal and Kagan and some other people.
And Romney.
The neoconservatives have been at the vanguard of the expansion and creation of the wars in the Middle East. And that's their forte. That's where they make money. They're in allegiance with the military-industrial complex. Now, they know that Hillary is going to be much more aggressive towards the expansion of wars in the Middle East than Trump will. So that's why they're siding with her. They're switching sides. And then that really scares me, because if you expand the wars in the Middle East, pretty soon we're going to be bumping heads with Russia, China, and Iran.
That's exactly right.
And that's going to lead to a third world war, and that's very, very, very scary.
That's the book of Revelation, Carlos. That's exactly what could happen. I don't know which candidate. I've got to tell you, I mean, this is still one of the strangest campaigns I've ever seen. Even though they will both get enough delegates, I don't know what's going to happen there. I really don't. I mean, today the big story was, can the Republicans block Donald Trump? He went out and put his name on the ballot. And he got the delegates. Whether you like him or not, people have voted for him. But it's weird. There's something else going on here. I haven't put my finger on it yet, but I'm going to get to it. Jeff in Ferguson, Missouri, one of our old Nighthawk listeners. Hey, Jeff, how you been?
Pretty good. Things are pretty settled here now.
Good. Yeah, there was a rough couple summers.
Yeah. I want to talk about two things, if I could.
Sure.
I think Trump and Hillary are working together. Trump to get Hillary elected.
Some people have said that. Why do you say that?
Because he's been too left on a couple of decisions to change overnight too soon.
Huh. So you think this is their plan, huh?
Yeah, and another thing I'd like to talk about, if I may.
You give it a try.
Have you had anyone on your show talk about the European Union and connections with the Nazis?
Just a little. We haven't done shows on it.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is that they're inside the European Union, undercover, kind of like how.
Yeah, that's it. The Brits want out of the European Union, apparently, don't they?
Yeah, I guess what I'm trying to compare it to is how Hydra was in S.H.I.E.L.D., taken over from the inside.
And that's how you do it.
So maybe they really weren't defeated. Maybe they just went undercover.
That could be. Jeff, you're going to come out to the event in June?
I'm going to try to. There's a sci-fi convention in that same weekend.
Oh, you're not going to put sci-fi up against me, are you?
It's a three-day thing, so I'm going to try to make it.
Okay, so. Jeff. Come up and introduce yourself to me again, all right?
All right.
It's been a while. Long time. Used to be one of the original St. Louis listeners of the Nighthawk show a long time ago. We take your text questions, too. Tom, what do you got for us?
We got one from Grady in Boston. What do you think we would find, and what most bizarre thing would we find if we were able to drain the ocean?
Oh, you know, I've always talked about that.
It's weird.
If you could just drain it completely, what would you find? You'd find old ships, strange things, cities that had sunk.
Wallets.
Maybe Atlantis. Wallets?
Yeah.
Well, planes. World War II planes. Strange things. I mean, you'd find everything under there.
But what about the most bizarre, like he's asking?
A spaceship underneath the ocean.
What about a body part?
No, it's probably gone by now.
I think that's a...
Bones will be down there. All kinds of bones.
Yeah.
I mean, if you went into the Titanic, I bet you'd see all kinds of things.
Oh.
What a horror.
Wine glasses with bones on them.
Yeah, everywhere. People trapped. Horrible.
Terrible.
What a moment that was, huh? Can you imagine that?
You know, I don't think I need to go on boats anymore. I've done enough cruises.
When's the last time you went on a cruise?
About a year and a half ago, two years.
Have a good time?
Yeah, I had fun. They're fun to do, but I've done them, so...
I got a text message from a friend of mine who was married in Cabo in Mexico, where I went when I got kidnapped. A kidnapped attempt, I should say. So he's down there sending me pictures of himself fishing on a boat, and he's saying, it's great down here. And I says, isn't that the area I almost got kidnapped? And he went, yeah.
Did you seriously, like, picture in your mind, like, I'm not coming back, I'm...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no question about it. The driver of the limo van, that's what it's called. It's a van, but it's, you know, kind of a little upscale van. The driver of that limo van was so scared, Tom. It was as if whoever was behind this threatened him or threatened his family because he was sweating. He was nervous. He was shaking on his two-way squawk radio. Wasn't even on a cell phone. He was on a two-way radio. He was really, really nervous. And I'm watching this, and I'm saying, I'm not going to get out of this thing. But I did. It was weird. And you have no defense. I mean, you're not armed. You can't carry your concealed weapon in Mexico. You're trapped.
You just reminded me of something. About 14 years ago, I was in Tijuana, maybe a little longer. I was at a party, and it was raided by guys, federales.
Yes.
I remember
this.
And
they want money, right?
Just reminded me, yeah. And it's scary because you feel helpless.
You have nothing. All you got to do, you have to acquiesce. You have to, if they say, you know, give us your money, you got to give them the money.
Well, the guy I had gone down with, he told me, he said, put a $10 bill in your wallet in case you get stopped. And I said, what for? Said,
well, they want more than that these days.
Well, that was how long ago it was.
All right. So. All right. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Tom. Skype, by the way, is open at George97313, if you want to give that a try. George97313. Jay in Flora Home, Florida. Welcome back, Jay. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, George.
Morning.
Before I forget, so I'm in Florida. I have DirecTV for TV and then Roku. So I won't be able to see that pay-per-view thing for when you're in St. Louis? Because I heard you mention the States earlier.
Do me a favor. If you go to our website, click the highlight reel where it talks about the event, and there's a separate page for that, and click that and see what it tells you.
Okay. And I was wondering, I had a few things here, if we have time, I'll try to quick. I've been wondering, is there any way to see old archival episodes or footage of when you did the Nighthawk in St. Louis?
I don't, you know, other than a demo tape that I've got somewhere, and my old producer, Howard, might have a few programs,
mm-hmm.
We didn't really keep them, and they're gone. I started there in 1997. I left in 2003 when I started doing Coast to Coast full time. I don't know. I think the old station has them anymore. Would have been great, though. I loved it.
Yeah, I wish I would have known about talk radio, especially if I would have known there was any kind of supernatural paranormal stuff to it, and I would have gotten into it so much years ago because I stumbled across it. But I've been trying to tune in every night of when I can stay awake. So before it gets too far out of the past story, because I know it hasn't been real fresh anymore, I just wanted to comment on the gorilla thing. The thing was, I didn't understand how come they had to do a kill shot.
Well,
he had just had a baby himself.
They felt that if they tried to tranquilize him, it wouldn't set quick enough, and that
right.
would really tick that gorilla off, and God knows what he would have done. So their decision was we have to kill this gorilla, and it was a tough decision. I don't know what I would have done.
I mean, I think that way, even with police, I mean, I understand they say whatever, and I mean, you know, there's excessive force, and you have all this, you know, questioning and investigations into it. I mean, and there's been a lot here in Florida since I moved here in 2008.
The case,
but, it's like, why do they? It does not have to be a kill shot.
The case today.
A lot of times they don't live.
The case today in Dallas at the airport. Some guy shows up. He's throwing rocks at his wife. He's nuts. He's ticked off. And the cops showed up, and, you know, you could hear them on this little video clip telling him, stop, lay down, stop, stop. Well, they shot him. I don't know if he's dead or alive right now, honestly. But, you know, the police did what they had to do. Now, even though this guy had just rocks, who else? Who knows what else he would have had? And look, you ever get hit in the head with a rock when you were a kid? It hurts. It hurts. You want to go back biblically? David killed Goliath with a slingshot rock. Hit him right in the forehead. Bang. Killed him. So it's a dangerous weapon. But the cops kept saying, stop. He wouldn't. So they shot him. Tough situation there. Let's go to Leona in North Carolina. Hello, Leona. Welcome to the program.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm very frustrated, though, about this whole presumptive nominee of Hillary. It's very presumptuous, and I think it's just really wrong that you haven't gone to the convention and a nominee really hasn't been selected.
Well, they're doing
now
it.
Now everybody is crowning her.
Well, let me tell you why. They're doing it based on the fact that they have added up all the delegates and included the superdelegates, they claim she's got enough to get the nomination. So that's why they say presumptive.
Yeah, but see, the delegates, neither one of them have enough delegates. And I understand about the superdelegates, and I think that whole thing is unconstitutional.
I don't like the superdelegate thing. I think you should vote and get all the delegates you can, right?
Exactly. Whoever gets the most, I think, should win.
Yeah.
You know, but,
and who are these superdelegates? Who are these people? Who picks them?
Well, they're all picked ahead of time. Exactly. All these lobbyists and everything. You know, Hillary got it all set up for herself way in advance, or she also had the elites helping her, you know, all the corporate people. And I do agree with this whole thing about Trump. She had to find somebody that would be hated more than herself, you know, to get people to vote for her. But I'm still Bernie or bust, and I'll tell you why. Those California votes have not all been counted up. Those are precincts.
I know,
not
but,
on the ballot.
But it was a landslide.
And more ballots. No. Over 2.6 million ballots have still not been counted.
Well, yeah, but he's not going to get them all.
Oh, but I'll tell you, three counties today flipped over to Bernie that had been at the precincts Hillary. So I think you have up to 1 month for all of the areas to count up their ballots. And I think so, because really, I mean, Hillary could not pull the crowds that Bernie did. And I don't believe that all those people did not go and vote. I think there's a big shakeup coming down. There's some lawsuits that have already been filed over election fraud. And even Bernie has also filed that, and he's still going to the convention. And Hillary...
Well, he got 206. He got 206 delegates in California. That's pretty darn good.
Well, he's going to get more because this whole thing isn't over yet.
But, I will give you the acknowledgement that this is a really strange convention primary election. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't.
It's not only strange, but it's corrupt, George. It is so corrupt.
They've always been. This. They've always been corrupt.
They have been, but not as much as now.
I mean, Kennedy's campaign, they used to have satchels of cash that they would give to sheriff deputies and people like that in different states. Yeah. They bought West Virginia. They bought Chicago. They had the mob working for them. I think every campaign has been that way.
Yeah, I think to a certain extent, but I think now it's just so glaring obvious, you know.
I really don't know what's going to happen. If you told me to make a bet, I don't know what would happen.
Well, I've told you before it's Bernie, and I'm saying it again because something is going to happen to Hillary. And your guys that came on before showed that in her timeline, it ends. There's nothing for her.
Yeah, I know. The Merlin folks.
She's either going to go to jail and be indicted, or she's going to become ill, or something's going to happen to her. But I don't think she's going to make it.
And what about the Donald, though? What about him? He seems to be just chugging along.
I don't think so. I think Bernie could beat him. I mean, all the polls already said that Bernie could beat him.
Well, the polls have said that, but they are polls. Yeah. But who knows? Yeah. We shall see.
Who knows? I mean, and he keeps shooting himself in the foot. Now, I'll tell you, I looked at that list for Bilderberger Group, and did you see that Lindsey Graham's on that participant
list? Yeah, I know that. I don't know if he's there, but he's supposed to be.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting because there's this, you know, questioning if somebody else is going to come forward in the Republicans. And why would Lindsey Graham be going to be invited or even going there? That's kind of odd. He's been speaking out against it, too, so. Yeah, it is very interesting, George, and thank you for letting me voice my opinion.
Absolutely. Now, whereabouts in North Carolina are you?
I know you asked me.
I did that last time.
I would love to go.
I'm trying to get you to go to Asheville, but you're a ways from Asheville.
I would go. I'm 6 hours, and I would go. The problem is my disability check is not letting me even save any money right now, so I don't see how I could pay that kind of price for a ticket.
Let me put you on hold. See if Tommy can do something for you.
That would be great. Thank you, George.
Because he asked me if he could give out one or two tickets, and I think I can use that. So go ahead, Tom. Sharon in Tulsa, Oklahoma, welcome to the program. Hi, Sharon.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm kind of being a little bold, I guess.
All right, go
for
it.
I figure you guys are my family.
Yes, we are.
I've lost so many of my family. And tomorrow's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you. I'll be 62.
Now, when you say tomorrow, are you talking Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Oh, all right, great.
And I was going to ask if you could send me a few books.
I can do that. I'll put you on hold, too, and Tom will get your address. Now, here's the other thing, though. I've got to do it when I get back from St. Louis, which will be in a month. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right, so we'll do that. And just hold on. Okay, open lines, but let's also go into bizarre story time. Strange things that have happened that you've seen, witnessed. Check in with us as well. Okay, events. I'm going to talk to you about them again. It's just a week away now, June 18th, in St. Louis, our live stage show event at Lindenwood University. Full details at coasttocoastam.com at the highlight reel. We've only got a week left. I want to pack that theater. So those of you in that area, come on out. Yes, they do accept walk-ins, but it's much better to do it now. Pick your own seats and have a good time. If you cannot get to St. Louis from wherever you are in the world, you can go to coasttocoastam.com, and right there at the highlight reel, you will see something that says, can't make the live event in St. Louis. So you can click that and get full details on that situation and watch it in the comfort of your own home. And then in Asheville, North Carolina, well, we've got an event in August. We've got a little time to prepare for this one. But it's a small theater, so those tickets are going fast. And great guests, full details at coasttocoastam.com, and how you could order those tickets, too. So I shall be back in a moment with your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, tragic story to report tonight. My gosh, here we go. Have you ever watched The Voice on television? You know, it was like American Idol. It's that kind of program. Christina Grimmie. She's a real pretty brunette. Christina Grimmie, a singer known for competing on The Voice, is dead tonight after she was shot at a concert in Orlando, Florida. She and a pop punk band, Before You Exit, were signing autographs and selling merchandise after their show at the Plaza Live Theater. A man walks up to her and kills her, shoots her to death. Her brother tackles the guy, but the suspect then shot himself. Unbelievable. What is wrong with people? Wow. Sorry to hear that. That's sad. And by the way, yesterday, I was right in the middle of a 5.2 earthquake that hit Southern California, about 1:04 in the morning. I could feel it. I have an earthquake detector in my studio. We invented it. It's a pyramid, three pyramids that are somewhat glued together. They're just there. It's very lightweight, and it hangs from the ceiling. But if it moves, there's an earthquake out there. Something's going on. And I could feel something in my office. It was at the top of the hour. And I was pretty sure it was an earthquake. And I came into the studio last night in the morning, and this thing is just moving like crazy. And I said to Dan, I said, did you feel anything? He said, no. But it was a 5.2. I hope it's not a prelude of anything bigger in L.A. Okay, that's a sad story about Christina Grimmie. She was a very talented young artist. Sick people. Okay, let's go to the phones. Here we go. Let's go to Kenny in Fairbanks, Alaska, west of the Rockies. Hey, Kenny, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, George. As a longtime listener, called in once about 13 years ago. The comment is that, you know, my wife and I, we're homeless up here, and we live in a tent all year round.
Doesn't it get cold?
Oh, yeah, it gets very cold when it hits 20 and 30 below up here.
Oh, my God, how do you survive that?
We just kick it, and we do our thing. That's just how we get by. It can be cold, but, you know, you got a little bit of a little propane heater and some good insulation around you, and you stay warm.
Oh, my God. Now, let's go back a little bit. If I'm prying, tell me, if you would. But, I mean, what you haven't been homeless all your life, right?
No, not at all.
What happened?
Well, just a series of things, you know, a bad divorce, the loss of my child got taken away from me. My wife that I have now, me and her bumped into each other, and her situation was similar to mine. She got her children taken away, and it was just stupid stuff and it just bad situations.
Well, when you say the children were taken away, was it justified or not? What do you think?
It was not really justified. It was kind of like, unfortunately, with our judicial systems and the fact that child social services are an entity among themselves, and certain laws in certain states, they just kind of cut you off and stuff.
All right. And what about the jobs? What kind of jobs have you held?
Oh, I've done everything from construction to cooking.
I bet you're pretty good at all of that.
Yeah. I'm not the best, but I'm adequate at what I do.
Now, is it difficult to find a job? Is that one of the reasons why you're in a tent?
Yes, it's very difficult to find a job.
Are you looking?
Oh yes, I stand on a corner every day with a sign, want work, with name tags, with our phone number, and what capabilities that my wife and I have.
Do you get any jobs that way?
We get a little bit of yard work here and there along the way, and I've got a job coming up tomorrow morning where a couple stopped by today while I was out on a corner handing out my little name tags, and I've got work tomorrow morning, actually.
Good for you. How old are you, Kenny?
I am 53 years old.
All right. And does she work too, the wife?
Well, my wife, she's not able to. She's got a degenerative arthritis in her hip.
Well, being out in a tent in 20 degrees below zero doesn't help, does it?
No, it doesn't. And but what I was calling for is just to comment to let people know, you know, it life's tough, but when you have faith and you do carry on your life and you stay positive and you try to keep yourself on that upbeat level, you know, things do work out.
Well, I got to give you credit for hanging in there and doing what you're doing. My God, what do you do for food?
Unfortunately, we have to rely on the food stamp system.
Well, that's what it's there for.
One thing that keeps us alive all the time. I mean, people don't understand that you don't make that much money when you stand out on a corner with a sign.
No.
Most people look at you and they kind of think down of you.
I try to help people out like that as much as I can.
George, I have heard you say that there's a fellow that you know that you help out quite often because you know he's on hard times, but he's not a bad person.
No, most of them are not bad people, Kenny. You sound like you're a great guy.
Well, my wife and I are great people. We're not bad. I mean, there's people that are less fortunate than us that we even spend our food money to make sure they eat.
So you've got a phone, no TV, I guess, right? Because you're in a tent.
No, we have a radio, though.
You have that radio.
You don't keep us alive.
So I mean, do you set goals? I don't want to get too graphic. Where do you go to the bathroom? Out in the woods?
Occasionally, when that has to happen that drastically, most of the time we're pretty close to convenience stores and stuff where we're at, and they have restrooms that are
all right,
available and stuff.
They're pretty good about letting you use them?
Yes. Yeah, they're pretty lenient in that. It's a convenience at times, but you know, I mean, sometimes first thing in the morning you wake up and you just got to run to the tree.
Yeah. What would your ideal job be, Kenny? If you had the chance to just pick what you'd want to do for the rest of your career and your life, what would that be?
My ideal job would to just be able to, I guess, work. It really doesn't matter what type of work it is, but to be able to work and earn an honest living.
Does the age hurt you? Does that hold you back?
Not really. The only thing that really holds me back is I have made mistakes in my life and I don't have a driver's license or a vehicle or anything like that. I mean, we rely on the public transportation system and stuff.
Did you, what'd you do? DUIs or something like that?
Yeah. Right. I made some bad mistakes when I was a younger person, and it's been might near 20 years since something like that's happened, but I just haven't been able to be in a position to get enough money for all the insurance and the reinstatement fees and stuff like that to get everything back in order. And my wife, she just needs a complete hip replacement.
And is there anybody out there that do they like? Is there a place that would do this for her?
Well,
even under Obamacare, maybe she's eligible.
Well, Obamacare doesn't do too much. She is she's an Eskimo, and since Obama took Eskimo out of all of our legal language of the land,
right,
she's considered an Alaskan native.
Ah,
but on her BIA card, Bureau of Indian Affairs, she is considered a four-fourths blood, pure Alaska Eskimo.
how much does a hip replacement cost?
I'm not sure. I'm sure it's in the neighborhood of about $25,000 to $30,000 or more. But she's only 43 years old, and
really
don't want to do one because she's not in the 60 age category, but her hip is categorized as being at least 60 years old.
Oh, geez.
For the damage that's done on it already.
I'm going to ask you one last question. If you could have changed anything in your life that you've done, if you could have changed it, what would that have been?
Not to get DUIs. That'd be the only thing I'd change. I wouldn't change anything that I've ever done in my life. I've had some great experiences. I've lived a great life. I mean, I don't have anything to really complain
Where
about.
Were you born?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're born in Las Vegas. Parents still alive or not?
Oh, yes. Actually, George, I am the fourth great-nephew of James Butler Hickok.
Why isn't anybody helping you?
My wife and I haven't figured that out.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
No, I'm an only child.
You're an only child. Now, do you communicate with your parents at all?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Why don't they say, hey, Kenny, come and live with us?
That's not a feasible thing.
for you or for them?
For both of us. We just don't quite see the world the same way. I mean, I love my parents and they love me. And occasionally when we're in really dire straits, they will help us out a little bit.
Okay.
They're both elderly and they live on a limited income and they can only do so much.
And you still love them and they still love you.
Oh, yes.
That's important.
Yes. Tenfold over.
All right. Well, you check in with us anytime you want, okay?
All right, George. Thank you, and I thank you, and God bless all the people.
Thank you, George.
Okay. There she is. Okay.
And thank you for what you do for all of us out here and giving us a free statement to be able to say to the world.
Thanks, Kenny, and I'm glad it's warm there in Alaska, at least for the next several months. Isn't that something? I can't imagine what it's like to live in a tent in sub-zero weather. My gosh. Keep up the good fight. Tom, I don't think I went to you with a text yet, did I?
That just makes my jaw drop.
Unbelievable.
People are amazing. We have something from Susie in Nevada. She says, why is it that the powers that be let the pharmaceutical companies get away with what they do?
The powers that be.
I guess you might mean the government or something.
Well, because there's too much money involved.
Money, yeah.
As simple as that. Hey, you know what? This have you talked to Kenny before?
To who?
To Kenny, the one who just called from
no.
Fairbanks. I think that may be the first time he's been on the show.
Yes, correct.
Am I off base if we find out if she's really eligible for a hip replacement, that we do some kind of campaign?
No, I don't think you're off base at all.
Would that work?
I think he hung up, though. He'll need to call back.
He'll have to call back. Well, we're going to need more information.
Yes, of course. Well, we can start something, absolutely.
Some doctor.
Hey, look, we tried to help the dog, right?
Well, we did help the dog.
Yes, I mean, we did, yeah.
What if we did, like, a Kickstarter campaign and raised money for her hip?
I think that would be fantastic.
And then we talked about it on the show and drove people to the Kickstarter campaign.
I think that would be fantastic.
But, you know, I'd want, not that Kenny's not telling us the truth, but I'd want to get a verified letter from the doctor and all that, and to find out exactly how much this thing costs, how much would insurance pick it up and stuff. But
well, you know, we've also got that special friend, which we can't say who it is.
Can you go back to that till again?
I could find that person.
Okay, yeah. That's worth it. That person, without telling anybody who the person is.
Just because we're not allowed
person's,
to.
That person's administrative assistant called Tom and got one of our listeners' cataracts. And that's not a very inexpensive operation either.
No. In fact, they redid his little shack.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They remodeled his place.
Yeah, the roof,
windows. So if Kenny calls back, get some information, you know, you and I can talk about it when I come back from St. Louis. And by the way, you're going to, because you're the executive producer of this incredible event, you're ready to go. You're going to go when? Thursday?
Thursday.
Okay. I'll already be there.
That's my fly day.
And Jimmy's filling in for me Friday night, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do a lot of rehearsals with the band. This is fun.
They're excited. They're excited out there every time I talk to the station.
Oh, yeah. They're going crazy. And I'm going to be on some TV shows the minute I get into St. Louis to tell people about this event. So I'm looking forward to that.
You ever get nervous?
Never. Have you ever seen me nervous anywhere, ever?
No, not really.
No,
not
never.
Really.
Never. Stage, behind the curtains, never. Never.
I had fun at your birthday party.
You know what? I wasn't nervous there.
No, it was fun.
That was fun. All right, let's take a few more calls, and then we'll do it again next hour. Ziggy in Canada. Hey, Ziggy, welcome to the show. It's good to have you back.
Hey, George, how's it going?
Good, Zig.
I love your show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. A couple questions to ask you, if I may.
Sure.
All right. Number one, what are the chances of you getting someone on your show and people calling in and asking how much is certain items like collectibles? Because I remember you were talking to one caller on your, one of your...
You mean like a shop line. Swap type thing?
Well, like when you were talking to one person one time before about the comics, remember?
Comics and baseball cards and things and like
even,
that.
And even LPs even.
So that's an interesting take. Somebody who would instantly know the value of certain things.
Right.
I'm pretty sure we could find that person.
Because, like, I'll be honest with you, like, when my second oldest brother was alive, he collected LPs.
All right, old ones, real old ones.
Oh, yeah, from, like, the 16 singles, like, 16-inch ones.
Now, LPs were 33 and a third, right?
That's right, then there was even the 16.
And then the 45s were 45s.
Well, yeah.
And then they had, what were the real fast ones?
78s.
Yeah, 78s.
And those were like if you drop them, oh my God, they shattered.
And then after records, we went to 8-track.
Oh my God, 8-track.
Remember?
Oh yes, I'm only 49 years old, but I remember the 8-track.
And then did we go to cassettes?
Yep.
Then we went to cassettes, and then we went to CDs.
I think before we went to LPs, or like there was also reel to reel. Was there not?
There was reel to reel, and I remember a record that my uncle had in Fitchburg, Massachusetts. It was pressed, and it was like cardboard, kind of really shiny cardboard.
Oh wow!
And it was not, you know, the record material.
Right.
It was cardboard. You could you could rip it up, and the music was on this thing. It was amazing.
The next question I want to ask you is I was going to say, what's the chance of you coming to Manitoba?
Manitoba?
Canada, Winnipeg-wise.
There's four people there.
Including myself, that's five.
That's a good question. I've been to Toronto and I've been to Vancouver, but I've never been there.
Oh, really? What's the chance of you?
How many people
here?
Do you think would come to a live stage show event out there?
Oh, probably quite a bit.
1,000?
Probably that or more.
Well, that's interesting.
Depends where you're going to stay.
All right, I'll talk to Tom about that.
Okay, last one more thing, if I may say.
10 seconds. Go, go, go.
Okay, I just wanted to say, Mr. Hockey, rest in peace.
Ah, Gordie Howe, one of the best. You got that right. Thanks so much. We're going to come back with more Open Lines on Coast to Coast AM.
Don't forget to watch our TV show, Beyond Belief, with George Norrie. Just log on to beyondbelief.com.